Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show and ask your smart speakers to play WILK News Radio, and you will hear us live anywhere, any place via those smart speakers. Crystal clear digital bliss. You can check us out there as well. How's everybody doing on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025? It is just coming up on 309, 64 degrees. That cold front is moving its way in. I believe it's going down to the low 30s tonight. Only going to be in the upper 50s tomorrow, and then 32 degrees, I believe, a freeze warning for all counties for Thursday night. And then, you know, typical seasonable temperatures in the 60s after that. So if you were waiting for fall, if you were looking for fall, it feels like it's here. And the next two nights will definitely feel like there's a little chill in the air. So we'll give you the full forecast as we get through the day. So the plot seems to thicken here in Northeast Pennsylvania. This politics, sometimes called a full contact sport, is definitely in its tag team version here in Northeast Pennsylvania. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, where Wendy Wilson, who is the comms director for Paige Cognetti for mayor and Congress, she's her comms director. She's her team communications person, posted a post after an event on Sunday. And Chris Kelly, reporter for The Time, the opinion reporter, who I liken to, the cartoon of words is what he is. You read your cartoon characters, Peanuts and stuff like that. Well, you read Chris Kelly's opinion section, it's just nuts. So we'll just call it the cartoon nuts from Chris Kelly. So his tag team came in involved with this. But there's a lot of tell in what was written over the past few days. The tell that a Times Tribune opinion writer is in coordination with the mayor and candidate for Congress's campaign, and if not the candidate themselves, obviously are working together, obviously sharing things together. Because on Monday, Wendy Wilson wrote in a post on Blue Revival NEPA that has since been deleted, attacking school board director Bob Casey, Robert Casey, who goes by the name of our former senator, but is, from what I understand, not related. And she wrote, again, in a since-delete posted on this Blue Revival NEPA, which is a Democrat chat group, private group on Facebook, "Fake Bob Casey strikes again. At Sunday's Democratic rally for Scranton school board candidates at the Waldorf, Bob, also a fake Democrat, ushered MAGA Congressman Rob Bresnahan around and introduced him to all the attendees at a Democrat rally in Scranton," making that a stance, emboldened. "This fake Bob with Rob's wife, Chelsea, This is fake Bob's wife, Chelsea, as he flaunts a Marlboro Red, meaning a cigarette that's in his hand, while a tooth hovers atop his lip. We'll get to that in a minute. Fake Bob should stick to impersonating the real Bob Casey and writing fake endorsement letters for fake Democrat city council candidates. So that's what her posted, and she says she did not delete it, but it was deleted by the page administrators, who probably did her a favor, but people on that Blue Revival NEPA page did think it was a abhorrent post and saved it and sent it to the likes of me and I'm sure plenty of other people. It turns out that during the time that this picture was taken, and Bob Casey came in the studio to speak to Bob Cordero's show earlier yesterday and said that this picture was taken several years ago at a bar in the Poconos called Shenanigans, and he was undergoing cancer treatment for a bout of cancer he was dealing with, which caused him to lose some of his teeth. So the question is, how did Wendy Wilson, the comms director for Paige Cognetti's mayoral and congressional campaign, get a hold of this picture? Well, our friend Chris Kelly at the Times Tribune cleared that up today when he said in his article today that Bob Casey unsolicited sent him this photo and told him where it was taken and when it was taken. Now, Wendy Wilson leaves out when and where it was taken, and I guess didn't note the fact that he was undergoing a form of cancer treatment that caused him to lose some of his teeth, and his appearance may not have been what he normally is. But my question would be, Chris Kelly, I guess, is sharing photos that he gets from Bob Casey, explaining that, no, he did not invite Rob Bresnahan to this event. He knows both him and Chelsea prior and was with them years ago in an event before he was a congressman, before she was married to a congressman. She was then still a reporter at WNEP, and he took a picture with her. They have mutual friends in contact and do know each other. So my question would be, what does Chris Kelly have involved to send him a picture that was sent to him by Bob Casey himself to say, hey, I did not invite him. We're friends for a long time. Here's a picture from a couple of years ago. You know, he was just there and I was cordial to him. He is my congressman and he was at this event. So, yeah, I spoke to him. And Bob Casey explained that in his own words, and you could read that on the hear that on the rewind on Bob Cordero's show from yesterday earlier. But to take that picture then and attack his appearance simply because he had the mortal sin of being cordial to a Republican, some of the opposite category, you have to wonder who Mayor Paige Cognetti surrounds herself with. This is the person running her comms. This person is obviously just looking to attack anyone that does not have her. And the big question is, and she attempted to answer that question in Chris Kelly's article today, of why wasn't Mayor Paige Cognetti, a former Scranton School Board director, at this event if it was a fundraiser for Democrat-only candidates? Well, they say that she was out campaigning and canvassing and visiting homes and sent Chris Kelly a picture that of her out beating the campaign trail. Well, I wonder if Chris Kelly sent that to either the Bresnahan campaign or Bob Casey to saying, well, you sent me your picture, I'll send you my picture. But it's not. And it goes on to typical cartoonish Chris Kelly hyperbole, and he's got his stance on things. And, you know, listen, it is what it is. And I think we all get that now. But, you know, he gets in here that, you know, when he spoke to MAGA Republican, very similar to ushered MAGA Congressman Rob Bresnahan in from Wendy Wilson. So I guess that's their slant or whatever it is. But he said that he.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When he called him on his cell phone back in July, he said he was welcome to call anytime. And he said that he tried to call him this time, this week, on Monday, and did not get any answer on that phone call and left a message and still did not get a reply. Well, if you were portraying as a journalist and working, obviously working with the other campaign that's challenging you, yeah, maybe I would stay away from dealing with you too, because obviously you are now an agent of the Cognetti campaign, which is proven by you sending pictures that you unsolicitedly got from Bob Casey to her comms director, Wendy Wilson, to where she uses that to attack the appearance of a then cancer treatment patient, Bob Casey, who now sits on the Scranton School Board. And it was, I'm glad Bob Casey came in. I don't know him personally. I've never met him to tell his side of the story the other day. So the article goes on with your typical opinion nonsense that you would see in our local newspaper. And it says, Monday seemed good to me with the federal government shut down by MAGA Republicans using ridiculous, easily debunked lies as an excuse. I guess that would mean that federal tax dollars are going to pay for the health care of illegal immigrants. So I'll throw this out there for Chris Kelly of the Scranton Times Tribune. I'll put my job against your job. If you can prove that federal tax dollars are not paying for any health care services for illegal immigrants, I'll resign tomorrow. But the same goes for you. And I've proven time and time again that federal tax dollars are in fact going to pay for the health care services. Maybe not insurance, but health care and services, but also insurance. For illegal immigrants who are here not legally. It's as simple as that. That goes for states being reimbursed. Yesterday, I posted an article where 14 states plus the District of Columbia are being reimbursed by federal tax dollars, Medicaid dollars, to help pay for their state services. So it's easy to say in an opinion piece, ridiculous, easily debunked lies as an excuse to your small little cartoonish crowd. But, you know, the facts remain as they do. But in this article, again, he goes into that he received this unsolicited picture of Bob Casey and Chelsea from years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I understand, is what Bob Casey said. And Wendy Wilson uses that, given to this journalist from the Times Tribune that was sent to him, forwarded it to the comms director of Paige Cognetti, who then uses it on one of her Blue Revival NEPA posts to attack a fellow Democrat. A fellow Democrat, calling him a fake Democrat and such. Well, the last I checked, it was her candidate who ran as an independent and not as a Democrat. And now, when it's public, politically convenient, running back as a Democrat again. So who is the fake when it comes down to it? The other thing, and not to dwell on this because I'm kind of done with those two, the Scranton mayor has endorsed Council President Gerald Smurl for re-election in the November 4th general election. Yes, this is the very council president who had to withdraw from the campaign as a Democrat for illegal signatures on his petition. Unverified, listen, he withdrew because they couldn't be verified. That's illegal signatures. So she's endorsed Council President Gerald Smurl, who had to withdraw as a Democrat. So is he a real Democrat if he's running as an independent? Now, because he's not running as a Democrat, because he had to withdraw as a Democratic candidate, but yet the mayor endorses. So which is it? Do we have fake Democrats or do we don't have fake Democrats? Or are there only some? You know, is he a useful idiot to where you'll endorse him to keep your useful idiot just in case you just happen to be reelected as mayor and are stuck there in your stepping stone chance to run for two offices at the same time? Because that's what you're doing. And the listen, the campaign also wants to make you think that that's totally normal. Yes, people who are senators run for president all the time. Governors run for Senate all the time. Governors run for president all the time. People with titles and positions often run for other positions. But it's kind of hard to find someone who's run for two positions, a mayor and a federal office like congressman, at the same time, simultaneously. And that's what's going on now. So, no, that is not usual. It is very unusual. But it's her prerogative to do so, but the voters of Scranton need to make a decision. Are you really being served by someone that wants to leave as soon as they can? Or you're just the alternative to if they don't get that bigger, better thing? In normal business world, that may be something good, but for elected office, listen, governing the city of Scranton is not going to be as easy as it was the past 4 years. And you look at it and you go, well, COVID wasn't easy. Well, it kind of was. A lot of government was shut down, which City Hall until recently was, and I think it was just opened up for one of your little zoo trips to where you looked around and was able to see things through the glass and wave and meet people, and then you had to leave. You are truly going to have to govern now. You don't have an influx of ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act cash. ARPA cash, listen, is the financial status of the city of Scranton better now than it was 4 years ago? It absolutely was. If you got one-third of your annual budget dumped on your lap over your four-year term, of course you'd be an idiot if you weren't doing better financially. And that's exactly what it is. The ARPA cash freed up a lot of other cash that would have been accounted for in operational expenses and capital projects and such like that. You're truly going to have to manage a city the size of Scranton now, which is why it's difficult. And because it's difficult, well, maybe I'll get something that's maybe not so difficult as long as I don't have to put my full effort into it. And it's easy to point out fingers and say, well, we'll do something different. No, you won't. Because the administration that's in power now will be in power for the next 3 years. If you even have, by chance, the chance of winning a congressional seat, you will be in the minority and you will have no power to do anything other than complain, which seems to be what you're good at. So we shall see where it goes. But you have to wonder if these are the choices that Paige Cognetti is making of the people that surround herself. A comms director who attacks someone undergoing cancer treatment for the way they look simply because they weren't Democratic enough for you. Or endorsing a candidate for city council who had to drop out of the race because there was some shenanigans with their signatures. And that whole signature scandal, there may be more people involved in that they don't want brought to the spotlight. People involved in gaining those signatures may have been sitting at the table with those signatures. It's interesting how those questions have never been asked. And it's interesting that today in Chris Kelly's opinion article, he mentions nothing about Wendy Wilson's post using the picture that he gave her. That we'll leave that part out of it because that's not part of my opinion. My opinion is just to be the opposition and be the other side, which is usually the easy thing to do. So that's where we stand in the city of Scranton and our local areas now. But we will see how this moves forward. I wonder if the mayor or candidate for Congress has made a statement on her comms director attacking someone simply because of the way they look, because they were undergoing cancer treatment. But I have yet, and I wouldn't hold my breath for that either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com.
powered by Otto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.